Imagine a world where the most powerful leaders are those who serve from their knees. This is the revolutionary premise of J. Oswald Sanders' spiritual leadership, that true influence springs not from ambition or technique, but from character, spiritual depth, and dependence on Christ. While conventional leadership often pursues position and power, spiritual leadership inverts the pyramid entirely. Jesus established this counterintuitive standard. Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. This isn't just a nice sentiment, it's a complete reimagining of what leadership means. The tension exists in a fascinating paradox. Paul calls leadership an honorable ambition, suggesting it's worthy to desire influence. Yet Jeremiah warns against seeking great things for yourself, revealing that our motives matter profoundly. What makes the difference? In Paul's day, leadership meant hardship and persecution, not prestige. Those who desired leadership positions faced imprisonment, rejection, and martyrdom, a stark contrast to today's leadership culture of status and influence. Throughout history, God has actively sought men and women after His own heart, not perfect people, but willing vessels. When found, He uses them to their fullest potential despite their obvious flaws. Moses struggled with anger. David committed grievous sins. Peter denied Christ. Yet God transformed each into extraordinary leaders who changed the course of history. Count Zinzendorf, who launched the modern missionary movement, captured this spirit perfectly. "I have one passion. It is He, He alone." Such single-minded devotion represents the heart of spiritual leadership. An ambition directed not toward self-advancement, but toward advancing Christ's kingdom regardless of personal cost. When James and John sought positions of honor, Jesus revealed two key principles. The sovereignty principle, leadership positions are God-assigned, not earned. And the suffering principle, true leadership requires sacrifice. Though the disciples agreed to drink the cup, they didn't yet grasp that service and suffering are inseparable in spiritual leadership. Jesus demonstrated these principles by washing His disciples' feet, a servant's task that exemplified genuine servant leadership. Isaiah 42 further describes the Messiah's leadership qualities: God-dependence, heavenly approval over human praise, modesty, empathy for the weak, persistent optimism, and spiritual anointing. The path to spiritual authority comes through prayer, tears, confession, and complete devotion to Christ. As Samuel Brengle noted, it is not won by promotion, but by many prayers and tears, by self-surrender, a courageous sacrifice of every idol, and a bold delight in the Holy Spirit. Leadership is about influence, moving others toward a destination. While spiritual leadership incorporates natural qualities, its essence flows from Holy Spirit empowerment. Natural and spiritual leadership contrast sharply. Natural leaders rely on self-confidence, while spiritual leaders trust in God. Natural leaders understand people. Spiritual leaders know God intimately. Natural leaders make independent decisions. Spiritual leaders seek God's will. Natural leaders pursue ambition and create methods. Spiritual leaders embrace humility and follow God's example. Natural leaders command and seek rewards. Spiritual leaders serve God and others sacrificially. The Holy Spirit often activates leadership gifts at conversion. A.W. Tozer noted that true leaders are drafted by the Spirit rather than volunteering. W.E. Sangster and St. Francis exemplified this. Both answered their calling despite reluctance, with Francis believing God chose him precisely for his weakness. Genuine spiritual leaders remain rare because the role requires complete surrender. The impact of those who accept this calling is profound. Every leader faces a choice, guiding others toward spiritual heights or lowlands. This core truth persists. Spiritual goals demand Spirit-filled leaders, and secular qualities alone cannot sustain church leadership. Jesus chose ordinary workers rather than scholars as His leaders. These humble individuals, unencumbered by sophistication, developed world-changing abilities under his guidance. Natural leadership qualities often lie dormant until activated. Key traits include self-control, independent thinking, handling criticism, turning setbacks into opportunities, and motivating others without manipulation. Leaders must also gracefully accept opposition, build relationships, function without constant praise, and maintain strong yet flexible convictions. Perfectionism can impede leadership by creating unnecessary guilt through impossible standards. Effective leaders maintain confidentiality, remain open to better ideas, and acknowledge their fallibility. They avoid rigid control that stifles creativity. Leadership grows through devotion and discipline. While gifted individuals may fail without Holy Spirit guidance, emerging leaders distinguish themselves through diligence, working while others rest, studying while others sleep, and embracing unglamorous tasks. Historical figures like Florence Nightingale and George Whitefield demonstrated how disciplined lives enabled extraordinary impact. Spiritual leadership demands unique qualities beyond secular leadership. Vision, the ability to perceive spiritual realities others cannot see, is fundamental. Like Moses, who endured as seeing him who is invisible, spiritual leaders discern divine patterns and present realities. Wisdom transcends knowledge through divine discernment. While knowledge comes from study, wisdom flows from Holy Spirit filling, providing balance and protection against extremes. Decision transforms visionaries into leaders. Where visionaries see possibilities, leaders evaluate and act. Once certain of God's will, they move decisively forward. Courage means confronting danger despite fear. Paul acknowledged his fears but persevered, while Martin Luther demonstrated this at Worms, declaring, "Here I stand, I can do no other." Humility drives leaders to choose sacrificial service over self-promotion. Christ taught rejection of pompous attitudes for servanthood, exemplified by John the Baptist's words, "He must increase, but I must decrease." Spiritual leadership requires more than technique. It demands a deep spiritual foundation. Prayer must be a leader's priority, following Christ's example, who made it a joyous necessity, not a hasty addition. Jesus regularly withdrew for prayer, especially before major decisions. Like Paul requesting scrolls from prison and John Wesley reading while on horseback, effective leaders understand that consistent reading fuels their growth and sustains their leadership journey. Being Spirit-filled is the cornerstone of spiritual leadership. While other qualities matter, this remains indispensable. As shown in Acts, even deacons needed to be full of the Holy Spirit. Natural gifts and skills without spiritual depth cannot produce genuine spiritual leadership. The Holy Spirit doesn't replace natural abilities, but amplifies them for greater impact. Leaders must help others discover and develop their spiritual gifts, channeling them for kingdom purposes. Spiritual leaders face purifying tests of character, like Moses stand against Pharaoh's pressure to compromise. John R. Mott encouraged leaders to tackle impossible tasks to strengthen their faith and capabilities. Leadership demands daily sacrifices, the loneliness of being ahead, constant fatigue, criticism, rejection from those resisting standards, and the burden of difficult decisions. A leader's true measure lies in the organization's vitality after departure. Great leaders like Barnabas, who supported Paul's rise without envy, invest in training successors who may surpass them. They multiply impact by developing young leaders and entrusting them with real authority. Spiritual leadership focuses on building God's kingdom, not personal legacy. The greatest leaders aren't solo achievers, but those who raise up others, their legacy living on through those who carry forward the mission.